Please listen to Invité de Clark, a new program here at Radio Harmony, where we interview interesting people. Take some time to listen to Invité de Clark. Say Radio Harmony 88.8 on your dial with interesting interviews with interesting people.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to today's edition of L'Invité de Clark. My guest today is David Johnson, a man with a very unique story to tell of renewal, a man who is tremendously young at heart, literally. It is a story of courage and determination. Here's the first part of our interview, which we continue on next week's program. I am here in the United States, interviewing Dave in his home in the state of Iowa.
Bienvenue à cette édition de L'Invité de Clark avec votre animateur Clark Eady. L'invité d'aujourd'hui est David Johnson, un homme qui a une histoire tout à fait unique à raconter sur sa renaissance car il est littéralement jeune de cœur malgré son grand âge. C'est une histoire de courage et de détermination. Voici la première partie de l'interview que nous poursuivrons dans l'émission de la semaine prochaine. Clark est aux États-Unis en train d'interviewer Dave chez lui dans l'état de l'Iowa, au centre des États-Unis.
L'invité de Clark, with your host Clark Eady. Enjoy interesting interviews in English with fascinating people from our area and beyond. Another reason why things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
L'invité de Clark, c'est mercredi à 10h15 et samedi à 18h15.
Good morning, David, and welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
You know, we're here in Des Moines, Iowa, which is near and dear to us because actually it's where I was born. But David comes from another state. Where were you born, David?
Actually, I was born in Missouri. In Missouri, thank you.
Yeah, what town?
Sedalia.
Where is that in Missouri? I don't think I know.
That is central, halfway between St. Louis and Kansas City on Interstate 70. And it's known for the being the home of the Missouri State Fair.
Well, that's something. I think that must be by, is it Jefferson City, the capital of Missouri?
It's not too far.
Yeah. Sedalia. Great. And so you grew up in Sedalia. Do you have any brothers and sisters?
I was born there, but I have a brother and I have a sister. We grew up in a railroad family. My father worked for the Rock Island Railroad.
Yeah.
And we moved about every 3 years.
Oh boy.
And so I like to call Minneapolis my home. That's where I ended up graduating from high school, in Minneapolis. And actually I moved down here the day after I graduated from high school to Des Moines, and I stayed.
And we're glad you did. It's a great town. So we got back to Des Moines, and we're going to talk about your history in the Army a little later, but you have an interesting job, too, and I don't know, maybe you can tell us a little bit more about how your job path went, or has gone.
Well, I went to Drake University, graduated from Drake University with a degree in marketing and accounting, and so started my career working for a company called National Handcraft, which was a mail order business that was owned by CBS Network.
Oh, okay. That was big. I remember Better Homes and Gardens, the big magazine, had that kind of offerings as well. It was big in those days.
Mm-hmm. So I did that for a number of years. Then CBS decided to get out of the mail order business.
Oh.
And so they sold off part of it. I had the opportunity to go to New York with them, but I decided at that point in my life, I was married, my wife was a teacher, and didn't think I could make enough money in New York to live in New York.
You gotta have some. That's for sure. It hasn't changed, by the way.
That's right. So after that, I actually went back to school for a while and picked up more accounting degree, more accounting classes, and did a little bit of that for a while. Then I decided to went in the insurance business for a while.
Oh, well, Des Moines big for insurance.
Yes, they are. I actually owned part of an agency. Did that for a number of years. Sold my part to my partner at that point, went to work for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa.
Now I think you told me that you're still involved with business because you're buying and selling or brokering businesses.
Yes, I got into that quite a few years later after I had some surgery.
Uh-huh, okay.
Prior to that, though, I had owned started a business where we bought old locomotives and rebuilt them and serviced them and sold them to grain elevators throughout the state, or I should say throughout the Midwest.
Right. Iowa is, of course, a key agricultural state in the United States. If you don't know where it is, it's central, a little bit north. It's about 500 kilometers west of Chicago, the center part of Iowa. So it's very famous here for, mm-hmm. for its agricultural products.
Mm-hmm. So I did that for a number of years. Economic times was when we were going through high inflation and everything. So we ended up closing that business and went to work for a company called Laterno out of Longview, Texas.
I'll be darned.
And Laterno, they are known for making very heavy, or very large, I should say, mining equipment. They make these big end loaders that they do a lot of strip mining with for coal as well in the iron ore business.
Well, that's certainly different. You wouldn't expect that in Iowa.
Yes. Yeah. And the reason I went to work for them, they were trying to get into building locomotives. And so I did that for a couple of years and then came back to Iowa. And actually at that point, it's when I got sick and had to have an operation.
David had quite an operation, which we're actually going to talk about next week because it's fascinating. And I'm sure you'll all find it most interesting. Des Moines is interesting in its own right because there are many connections with France. Obviously, the name is French. We have a beautiful Capitol building in Des Moines that was modeled on Invalides in Paris. Golden domes, sits high on a hill. Very impressive. I think it's the prettiest Capitol building in the United States.
Oh, I agree with you on
that. Of all the 50 states, for sure. Funnily enough, also, if you look at the top of the Capitol building, you'll see the Iowa State flag, which is the tricolor, with a little addition of a motto, a state motto, in the center part, in the white part. So there are other towns, of course, and other parts of history of Iowa that are very connected to the French. Dubuque, in the eastern part on the Great Mississippi River, was founded by Julien Dubuque, who was a French-Canadian. And I think people embrace the idea that we have this French connection. It's fascinating to me. I'm interviewing David Johnson today in his home in Des Moines, Iowa. Some people might want to say Des Moines, but it is Des Moines here where we are. And I'm right in his home. You know, David, you took a trip, I remember, to Brittany not that long ago.
Yes, that was it was actually 2017. We came over to France, and actually we started our trip in Amsterdam. We did a river cruise from Amsterdam to Basel.
Oh, it's lovely, yeah.
And then from there, we got up early the day we docked in Basel, caught the train to Paris.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, we went down, got off the train, I think it's called Wempua.
You got off the train. You're talking about around the Paris area? Oh, no, about in Brittany. Yeah.
In Brittany.
No, it's Quimper. It's a funny, it's hard pronunciation, okay. But yeah, it's Quimper.
So that's where we got off the train. Had to change rail stations in Paris.
That was fun.
That it was a trip.
But of course, with your knowledge of French, it wasn't a problem.
Yes, yes. so we got on, actually, we rode both trains. One from Basel to Paris was a, I call them the bullet trains.
Oh, sure, yeah, TGV, very
fast. And so was the one from Paris
to Canberra.
Yeah.
Well, listen, what did you think of Brittany? I mean, we're in the heart of Brittany, so, you know, tell us what you thought.
I was totally impressed. Clark had made arrangements to when we stayed down there to stay in a castle that was being renovated by a young lady, and she was doing it by herself, if I remember right.
That's right. It's a nice Swiss lady that owned the chateau.
And it was unbelievable. And we had it was a bed and breakfast as well. So we had breakfast in the morning down there, and we were not the only ones in the castle. We met, there was two couples from, I think they were from Spain, if I remember right. And one couple wanted to talk, the other couple kind of looked at us like, okay, you Americans are over here for what reason?
Well, we love America.
But it was great. And the time we spent there in Brittany was unbelievable. The scenery, the people that we were, especially with Clark and his family, that took us around to different places was unbelievable.
I know one of the places that you liked and your wife, Marcia, liked was Ponte Ven. And we did have a great lunch there and toured this area with its museums and art galleries. And, you know, Brittany is a very special place. It has so many things to offer. And if you just spend a little time, you find all these nooks and crannies that have not only physical beauty, but often some historical relevance or some artistic side to them that we love it. I mean, it's a great spot. But that's not the only place you've traveled overseas. I believe you went to a little country in Southeast Asia, and you were invited by our government to go.
Yes.
In 1968.
Yes.
It was a tough time to be in that particular country. Of course, we're talking about Vietnam. I don't know how to start to discuss that with you. It's such an experience that you had. You enlisted because that was your choice, or to be drafted, and you picked to go into the Army.
It was at the time in this country when we had a draft at that point, but we also were able, if we were a student in college, we could get a student deferment.
That's right, university, that's
yep.
right.
And so I had one, but you had to reapply every year.
Mm-hmm.
And this was my first year for reapplying for it, and it didn't come, and that was back then when they also had a lottery, and I did not have a low lottery number in
yeah.
the draft.
it didn't work.
Yeah, so I said, well, if I'm going to do something, I'm going to do something that I want to do.
Yeah, you have to take a choice.
So I was going to take a choice and maybe get as much education out of the Army that I could. So I looked around at the different armed forces that we have in the United States. And first of all, I eliminated the Marines because normally they're usually on the front line, and I definitely am not a front line person.
Understood.
And the Air Force, they'd already met their quota for the year, so that was out of the question.
Yeah, for sure.
And
you love to swim.
I'm not a great swimmer, so it'd be my luck I'd get stuck on something that was probably a 50-year-old ship that they would have to plug the leaks in, so I didn't want to do that.
Well, what was the general feeling of the guys you were with? Did they think it was a good cause to be there? Did they say anything about it to you? Did you guys talk about it?
I think there was mixed emotions about it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like a lot of things you do. One of my main reasons that I did enlist with the Army was that, like I said before, I'd have a choice of a little bit of a choice on what I was going to do. But also, they had a plan back then that if you had a brother, chances of them getting drafted would be less.
Wow.
Because he had a family at that point, and he's only 3 years older than me.
Yeah.
And so I figured, well, and I was single at the time.
Yeah, yeah.
So I thought, well, I can do that, and if nothing else, if something happened to me, nothing would happen to him.
Well, that's extremely generous. My goodness.
So I enlisted and went through my training in started my training in Fort Bliss, Texas.
Oh, wow.
Out in the desert, by, if you're familiar with White Sands Missile Range, that's where we would have to do our training with our rifles.
Well, the training all sounds interesting. And in fact, I want to talk more with you, David, about this whole Vietnam experience, but we're running out of time today. Would you come back and give us some more of your time maybe later, and we'll go ahead and do a second part?
I would love to.
Thanks so much. That's it for this edition of L'Invité de Clark on Radio Harmony 88.8 with your host, Clark A.D. Thank you for joining me and my special guest, David Johnson, today. For a complete rebroadcast of this edition of the show, tune in to Radio Harmony directly or on the Internet at 6:15 p.m. this coming Saturday. We'll see you soon. We'll continue this great interview with David Johnson. And remember, things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
L'Invité de Clark with your host, Clark A.D. Enjoy interesting interviews in English with fascinating people from our area and beyond. Another reason why things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
L'Invité de Clark, c'est mercredi à 10h15 et samedi à 18h15.